is at 331 or not.
Blog Talk Radio.
331 and 0. What's up, everybody? All right, first thing I got to say, I'm the greatest in boxing, yep. You know, some people have noticed I've not been really in the mood lately. Well, I gave Kim Kardashian flowers, but I forgot to, you know, leave my number on there. I saw her make a post with red roses. I gave her red roses. I don't know, again, just like the tweet. I don't know which Charlie she was talking about. No, she has the roses at her house, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. All right, Kim, look. Go to your talent agency whenever they uplift, or call them at least. Talent agency, you know what I'm talking, yeah. And there's a girl there by the name of Anna. She has my current cell phone number. So, yeah, because when I gave you the flowers, I forgot to, you know, put my number. You know, I fucked up my, yeah. So, either I can resend you another gift. I'm just tired of being ignored, sweetheart, you know what I mean? Undisputed champion boxer, I mean, like, either way, I mean, I already said literally everything. I said everything, so I just, yeah, go to your talent agency, and I'm telling you, multiple people there have my number, but that's the place. That's the place when I was, you know, calling, and yeah, before I found out your address. Another thing, I have your address, and did I come by? No, right? Yeah, because I don't want to come uninvited. And I'm on probation, so, and again, let's see, fan? No. Stalker? No. I'd say if we hung out at least once, I think maybe even potential boyfriend. Maybe. But anyways, boxing talk. Now, DeJuan Daniels agreed to the match. And now that he sees that I'm, you know, because I beat him the first time, and now that he sees that I'm down, like I'm not gonna back out. I'll show up and I'll knock him the fuck out. He, you know, you saw the pictures, man, screenshots and everything, man. I even live streamed it. He knows how hard I hit. He knows what I'm all about. Yeah, just because you put up a close fight the first time, and you know, I streamed it yesterday. I mean, look, I don't care what anybody agrees or disagrees on. I mean, count the punches by yourself. Talking about you can't judge your own fights, you can. You can just watch it. I mean, I'm like, let's see, my last 200 fucking some fights, I didn't even get hit. So, like, and I don't fight anymore. Nobody's fighting right now. I'm saying when I used to fight. Yeah, like, in 2019, I landed a right hand, like, some guy attacked me, literally. And, yeah, I defended myself in style. I missed the fight game just like, you know, no, but I'm the GOAT, man. I'm the best boxer. We're talking greatest of all time, man. Hell, yeah, I proved 331 or no. Can you name me one? But that's my actual record, man. I didn't make that shit up, man. I actually earned that record. I won that many. Not all 331 are on video, but how many? How many on video? Oh, enough, right? More than one, that's for sure. Okay. Over like 100 fights, literally, on video. These trolls, they're mentally retarded, literally. Like, I'm talking, like, the trolls are not even, like, mentally ill. They're just literally retarded. That's why I don't even, like, try to fuck with the stream anymore, because you got a dude, I told you already, you got a dude. Like some fucking, sounds like a pussy fucking white boy, Chad, whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, I'm a white boy too, but I'm the greatest of all time. You know, he's just pretending to be British. Some American guy pretending to be British, then he's saying he's black. I mean, come on, man. You want to talk to motherfuckers like that, man. And then you got one screen name with 10 users on it, man. Fuck, man, multiple users on one screen name. Like, just because I'm a boxer and I just want to, you know, get a reaction out of me or some shit. Or, yeah, just unpleasant talking. That's why I'd rather just fuck with the radio. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what more to say. I beat everyone's ass and I dated a lot of beautiful women. But yeah, the woman that I already said, Kim K, man. But look, seriously, look, I don't know. If they're about to separate, because it's like, and a lot of couples, married couples. I mean, hell, me and my ex-girl split, which gives me an opportunity to, you know, ask Kim K, as dragged out as it is, you know, as obviously. But if she's about to be single, you're telling me to give up on this girl? Come on, Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian West, that's how she calls herself. It doesn't matter what her last name is. If she's going to be a single woman, according to sources, and I'm the guy that's giving her flowers, I don't think I should give up, man. I just look depressed and all in the last few videos because even if she becomes single, what if, you know, she sees me and doesn't like me? But then again, either way, I'm happy that the possibility that her and Kanye West. Like, yeah, these sources are 90% bullshit, you know what I mean? Maybe 95, but there's got to be some truth to it, man. There's got to be. Because, look, man, I had a wife before, and everybody argues. Therefore, yeah. I'm not going to wait forever, but, like, you know. I just think that if a girl's married with four kids, but is potentially and most likely become single, I just think, and me being an undefeated boxer, I think it's normal to hit on her, man. She didn't respond because she's fucking married, bro. That's why she didn't respond. I don't know. Oh yeah, the Mayweather. After I beat Mayweather, she was single at that time. That's exactly single. If Kim K is single, you know, then yeah, still would be, you know, coming uninvited. I'm on probation, but then she might respond. Then she might just say, you know, hey, Charlie's here. Oh yeah, another thing, Kim. If you ever say my name, just put a Z on it. That way, like, I know who you're talking about, because I don't know if it was, you know, the boxer Charlie, me, or if it was Charlie's Angels, Charlie. So, yeah, just make sure to put the Z on it. That way, you give me a signal to come to your house. You know what I mean? Because these coded tweets and stuff like that, I don't know. It's hard to read. Hard to read. But I hope you're watching this, and nothing but kisses from me to you, Kim. And no, that's not, if they, that's not creepy. Come on, I like you a lot. I mean, like, I even got engaged, and we broke up, and yet I still have not forgotten about you. Like, well, look, when I beat Floyd Mayweather, you messaged me. I messaged you, you messaged me back, remember? Okay, 2011. All right, well, let's get back to it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Yeah, I could start taking callers, but then again, I don't want it to be like the Instagram stream that is literally becoming like YouTube, man. It's just got a bunch of, like, not everybody, but you got weirdos coming in with different opinions. One second they say that I'm the best boxer. Next second they say that Mike Tyson or somebody. Mike Tyson? I challenged that woman-beating prick. He's 5'10 or 5'11. He doesn't look 5'11. Okay, those mitts, wasn't that impressed. I mean, fuck, my hits are way harder. See, a lot of these, I am combat, but these journalists and all these clowns, they treat me like Deontay Wilder. They think I'm, like, similar style to Wilder. No, man, I showed you how I outboxed DeJean, man. I'm a pure boxer that can bang really good. You know what I'm saying? Both, literally. Boxer, puncher. Everything you've seen on video, the wins, everything, I still got it, man. I still got it, man. If anything, I probably got, not probably, I haven't fought in a while, but that left hook is fucking dangerous. That left hook is money. That's the money shot. Deontay Wilder, bang. Flew away, and you got idiots saying, that he beat me and saying, like, you're the only one that believes bullshit, man. Fucking Wilder doesn't even believe that he won. He thinks he won the second fight, but he doesn't believe he won the ring fight. He posted a video, and he literally covered, like, you know how you cover this? He covered everything. Like, if he won, why is he covering it then? Because he got bombed on. The Bronze Bomber got bombed on, and his salty fans cannot accept it. There has been people that admitted you won. It was close. Yeah, and just like with Dijon. Like, yeah, I may have, you know, stopped a few times, but that's not a big deal. I popped him with the jab. I hit him in the head. I beat his ass. And another thing, to all you clowns, yeah, you've been exposed. I mean, you guys are literally, you know, literally the haters, you know, are delusional, huh? They are. They are. Because, I mean, it's on video of me, you know, popping him with that fucking piston jab, like I said. Yeah, he hit me too. I played, I streamed the full thing. Not my best win, but a good win. A win is a win, honestly. In the ring, I look good. Like, I even asked, like, on the way back, when we were going, me and my photographer, we're going back to the house, right? And I asked him, I was like, yo, seriously, like, did I win? You know? He said, yeah, you did. I'm like, don't lie to me. I'm like, tell me the truth. He's like, yeah. No, I knew I won, but, like, I was like, did I edge that shit out? And then I saw the video, and, yeah, I did. No, but the reason why I keep talking about it is because they treated Dijon like the winner. 16-year-old, he's now 16. You haters have been, come on, man, I don't even take you guys serious. Some haters have become fans. The haters that become fans, hey, what's up, man? Shout out and welcome to the unit, to the team, man. You know what I mean? No Z-Train, none of that shit, man. Those are all, I like, early stages of my boxing career, I'm, you know what I mean? I like the current Charlie, you know what I mean? The prime Charlie's there. The momentum that I had in boxing and street fighting and combat altogether was just, I mean, indescribable. The speed and the power and the ferocity, the best fighter ever. I mean, like, I don't care who you are, how much money you have, what, you know, like, I called Frank Stay and I said, yo, you know, like, I'll even tell you what I said on Instagram. Give me the match with Fury. I'm the best boxer, not him. I'm the lineal champ. I beat Wilder first, and I beat Wilder better. Maybe not in the second fight, but in the first fight, I beat Wilder better than Fury did. So Fury literally drew with Deontay Wilder. And that fight looked phony as fuck, man, with the fake knockdown and shit. Like, I don't know, man. These guys are like, it's phony. I mean, like, dives and all that. Guys taking dives to avoid a beatdown. That shit's, no, but you know, it's the Kimbo and Green shit. That was an actual, like, super dive. Like, that was not even a dive. That was literally a fake fight. And I'm thinking, well, why did they do this bullshit? But either way, man, even the fights that are real on BoxRec, they're not good. I punched Barbosa, me and Barbosa boxed in the gym. We got into it. And it took me one hit. For those of you, come on, Barbosa Jr., yeah, one hit, and there was a boxing ring and everything, boxing gym, yeah, one hit, and they list him and rank him as a prospect. My point is these guys are overrated. This is it. Now, you look at MMA, UFC, everybody going crazy about Francis, but what about, what happened to BJ Penn? You inducted him in the Hall of Fame, right? But what happened at the club when a random security guard knocked him out, man? If you're a so-called Hall of Famer, how can a random fucking guy knock you out? Boom. I'm the greatest boxer ever. The greatest fighter, period. Yeah, so. But, yeah, the point is these guys are overrated, man. They're not as good as the television says they are. Now, another thing I want Kim to hear. Kim Kardashian, all right. So, I gave you flowers. You didn't tell me thank you. It's all right, sweetheart. Yeah, I kind of fucked up. I should have... left my number on the. Oh, I can do a custom teddy bear and put my number on it. Yeah. But I'm tired of being ignored, sweetheart. I mean, like in coded, you haven't wrote me in years, like 9 years. Or yeah. I talked to a lot of your people. I'm telling you, your talent agency, contact Anna and ask for Charlie Z. She has my current phone number because I used to change my number a lot. Yeah, well, this number, I'm not changing it, obviously. Because, you know, you might have it or you already have it. I don't know. But I don't know what to say anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just tired of being ignored. Yeah, other girls message me. You know what I mean? Legit girls, not catfishes. You know, thinking got idiots on Instagram. Got Mental Stanley pretending to be that. He's a fag. But yeah, I am boxing Charlie Z. And that fight that I posted in Vegas, man, you saw the size of that guy? No, but at that time I was only 154, and I literally destroyed him all over the entire ring. You got Cass talking about getting the ring. I got in the ring. That was not a fake fight. That was, man, I was punching him in the face, and he got mad, and he was like, fuck it. He threw his best haymaker at me and failed to knock me out. And then first title defense, Roderick Smith, man. Fucking, I posted pictures. Big-ass black guy looks like a fucking football player. Like, I know, I literally KO'd him, like, to the ground. Yeah, so, I mean, that was number 12. Yeah, at that time it was easier to memorize who, you know, the record. Oh, yeah, and Kim, another thing I want to tell you. I'm civil around women, sweetheart. Yeah, I'm a boxer. I have to be vicious. Like, that's who I am. That's the way I'm wired, you know. Okay, boxers are a different breed. We're not like regular people. However, I know how to be very gentle and civil with a girl, especially a girl of your caliber and stature. And I mean... You're beautiful. Actually, I'll even say sexy. You know what I mean? So, and I heard that your marriage is on the rocks. If it's really on the rocks, then, you know, if Kanye doesn't want you, I mean, I'll take you. Or if you don't want him, you know. Yeah, I think you don't need money. You got all the money. But I think I would take better care of you than he would. Yeah, I would give you your space. I wouldn't blow up your cell phone with text messages all day. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry for, you know, any past videos that I made that were, you know, uncalled for. I am sincerely apologizing, Kim. But, yeah, go to your talent agency and ask for Anna, and she has my phone number, and that is how you can contact me and finally talk to the real Charlie Z. Have a blessed day.